Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 18. Positive words that give you energy. Now, that's going to be today's Thursday Positive Thursday topic. Let's go, y'all. How are you listeners doing on this Positive Thursday? I hope you're having a good day. I am. I'm here in Philly. The weather has been beautiful. Now it's kind of cool now. How's the weather where y'all at? Now I have a question to ask each one of you listeners. How do y'all feel when y'all say the words, when y'all say the word, I am happy? Does that put a smile on your face? You know, y'all know that words are powerful and what you say can affect you in a positive way or either a negative way. I have some super good, positive words to share with each one of you. Because words do give you energy, and what you say do matter. Powerful word number one, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I believe that having faith and trusting in your higher power will not only just give you energy, it can give you the inner strength to step out in faith by doing the things that fulfills you. Power word number two, no, I cannot do that. Sorry, let me stop. It took me a very long time to learn to listen to myself and understand the power of saying no. I've always been the go-to person, especially more so even to, you know, with my family and my associates. I used to be the yes, yes, yes person. Now, I can do this for y'all. I can say this, everyone. I was a go-to person all the time. I didn't know how to say no. You know, family would come with me, ask me for money and associates. And 80% of the time when people was asking me to do certain favors, I wanted to say no. I didn't want to do it, you know, because I was more like a people pleaser back then. And I had to learn a lot of hard lessons, you know, from that, not able to say no when my family and friends came to me all the time for favors. But now we're in the year of 2020 and I'm a whole different person and I don't have a problem at all of saying hell no. I know how to, you know, set them boundaries. So powerful word number two, no, I can do that. No, I cannot do that. Word number three, I love you. Those three words are so powerful, even more so when you're saying it to your kids and other people that's dear to our hearts. And most importantly, saying I love you to ourselves. I have an exercise for each one of you listeners to do each morning for 5 days. As soon as you get up to go to the bathroom, look in the mirror and say, I love you. And after you do that, write it down in a notebook how you felt each time you did this exercise. And also, send me a message on this podcast or email me at zoeflower8@gmail.com. I would love to hear your feedback from this exercise. Powerful word number four, I forgive myself. You know, forgiveness is more. Sometimes we think about other people, forgiving others. But also sometimes we can be our worstest critics of holding on to past mistakes that we had made ourselves and we can't forgive ourselves. Like, for example, I'm going to share a story with each one of you. I know I always talk about relationships because I believe that relationships help to shape us and to better people for my personal experience. And it was this guy that I was seeing. I was dating a couple years back, and I liked him a lot. I thought he was the right one. I seen the red flags in the beginning, and when everything fell apart, you know, after the situation, when it was all said and done, it took me a long time to forgive myself, you know, for accepting that relationship because I knew from the get-go that it didn't work out. And not only just that, about other things that I had to forgive myself for. And I want to ask each one of you, have y'all forgiven yourselves for certain things that y'all still holding on that y'all did? We all make mistakes, you know, we're all not perfect. So give me 1 second. I'm looking on this list. Powerful word number four, I forgive myself. Okay, that's powerful word number four. Powerful word number five, I forgive others. Now, in order for us to walk into new beginnings, you know, forgiving others is an important part of life. although that can be hard and difficult, but that's one of the main reasons that can help us move forward into a new chapter in life, or just new things for those of you, you know, are in that direction. Powerful word number 5, I forgive others. Powerful word number 6, I am thankful for. What are you thankful for? Your family, your job, health, or just even just to be here. Powerful word number 7, I'm going to enjoy my life. Yes, we have to enjoy our life. You only get one life. Life is just so short. You know, you just never know when is your last day here on earth. You know, for the last couple months, there's been so many different things happening, people dying left and right, even in my family. And, you know, look at the celebrities that's been passing away suddenly, young athletes like Kobe Bryant, who died unexpectedly, and, you know, other people that was in a crash with him and his daughter. So that was just like, it was just horrible. So enjoy life. And that's what I'm learning to do, to learn how to enjoy life and not try not to take things so serious, and just being in a moment and smiling and laughing, enjoying your family and whatever you're grateful for. For word number 8, I am one of a kind. Yes, we are a one of a kind. Can you imagine if we were all the same? We all looked the same, same hair color, same complexion. We'll be living in a different world. Just think about all the greats, and just not even just famous people, but the everyday average person. You know, we are all different and special in our own way. You are one of a kind. I am one of a kind. And it's a beautiful thing. Powerful word number 8, I am one of a kind. Powerful word number 9, eating healthy is good for me. Yum, yum. Powerful word number 10, being kind to others. Powerful word number 11, I am determined. Powerful word number 12, dancing is so much fun. Word number 13, no matter how things may seem, I will not give up. Whatever you're trying to pursue, don't give up on yourself. You're almost at the finish line. Powerful word number 14, life is what I make it. Powerful word number 15, milk does the body good. Moo, moo. Powerful word number 16, I am creating new chapters in my life. Powerful word number 17, you're fancy, huh? Powerful word number 18, who in the hell left the gate open? I'm acting like a comedian, y'all. We gotta laugh. Come on now. Powerful word number 19, whatever is meant for my life will stay when it comes to love, friendships, and Powerful word number 19. Let me say it again. Powerful word number 19. Whatever is meant for my life will stay when it comes to love, relationships, and friendships. Powerful word number 20. I got gas in my stomach and I can't hold it. I'm going to let it go now. Powerful word number 21. I am rich spiritually and mentally. Powerful word number 22. I can accomplish anything I put my mind to. Powerful word number 23. I am a winner and I'm not a victim. Powerful word 25. I will never give up no matter how hard things may seem. Powerful word 26. Positive thinking is always a better choice for living a fruitful life. Powerful word 27. Helping others that's in need can add more blessings to my life. Powerful word 28. 2020 is my year for success. Powerful word 29. I will only allow people into my life that brings value to it. Powerful word number 30. I am here. I'm alive. I am blessed. I have a 5-minute audio that I would like to share with each one of you about how powerful speaking positive words can benefit us.
Life will become. If you're always talking about how you're stuck where you are, how you can't find a way to get out of the situation you're in, how you never get any luck, how you'll never be wealthy, well, you're right. You'll never have those things if that's what you say and that's what you believe. If you don't believe it, you won't even try to get it.
Instead of saying, I don't know how to do it, say, I am committed to learn how to do it. Instead of saying, I always procrastinate and never get anything done, say, I am going to find something that matters to me more than anything, and then I am going to get the job done. Instead of saying, I'm a failure, say, I failed. I've learned the lesson, and when I become a huge success, that failure is going to make for one hell of a story. Instead of saying, my best days are behind me, say, my best is yet to come. Instead of believing others are born lucky or with special gifts, know that you are capable of anything. Know that you can study and commit to learning from great people. Know that you can become a great person in your own right. Every day, look yourself in the mirror and say, I am a great person. I am a kind person. I am strong. I am capable of anything. I am growing more each day. I am committed. I am determined. I have no limits. I can have the health and the body of my choice. I will have the health and the body of my choice. I can have the wealth of my choice. I will have the wealth of my choice. I do deserve abundance. I am worthy. I am more than worthy. I can make a huge difference in others' lives. I will make that difference. Gandhi once said, your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your values. Your values become your destiny. When you start blending your beliefs and your words together, they become so powerful you can move mountains. You are the creator of your destiny, and it starts with the words you speak into your life. Speak positive things into your life, strong things. Speak love and happiness into your life, and you'll notice more love and happiness. Speak good of others, and you may see more good from others. Speak your dreams into existence. Believe your dreams will become reality. Act and live as though they are, and they soon will be. Muhammad Ali said he would be the greatest, and he became the greatest. He had no doubt in his mind. That is the same level of certainty you should speak about your dreams. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am wise. Opportunities are everywhere. Money flows with ease. Joy is everywhere. I am attracting such amazing people into my life. I am blessed. I am surrounded by blessings. I have more than enough. I am full of energy. I am strong. I am fit. I am such a positive influence to those around me. I have amazing friends. I am abundant. I am constantly growing my income. I am constantly growing myself. I am constantly getting healthier, stronger, and fitter. My relationships are getting stronger every day. More love and joy every day. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but your words can shatter your dreams. Your beliefs, thoughts, and words will, I guarantee you, determine your destiny. Whatever you believe is your limit is your limit. Every day, look yourself in the mirror and say, I am a great person. I am a kind person. I am strong. I am capable of anything. I am growing more each day. I am committed. I am determined. I have no limits. I can have the health and the body of my choice. I will have the health and the body of my choice. I can have the wealth of my choice. I will have the wealth of my choice. I do deserve abundance. I am worthy. I am more than worthy. I can make a huge difference in others' lives. I will make that difference.
Audio powerful, y'all. I had to share with each one of you. To check out this audio in a full video version, go to YouTube and type, this is how powerful your words are, and be careful what you speak into your life. Moving forward, everyone. So I want to ask y'all, how did y'all enjoy the audio? Did it make y'all think about You know, what you say is important because it can affect your life in so many different ways. Speaking positive words means so much more than just speaking it. It brings life and light into each one of our lives. Yes, yes, yes. Life is good. You're here, you're breathing, you're blessed. If you have a roof over your head, you're blessed. If you can walk, you bless. If you have food on the table, you bless. If you have healthy kids, you're blessed. If you have family that care about you, you're blessed. So just a lot of things to be thankful for and to speak about. With all this negativity going on in the world, it's so easy to get caught up in speaking negative stuff. And protecting our minds, it can be really hard. And me, I struggle with protecting what I say in my mind, even though I am a positive person, but I have to constantly be in meditation. I try to be in meditation as much as possible and surround myself with positive things and, you know, positive people. Closing thoughts. Sometimes many of us is not aware of how powerful words is. Whatever you say can turn into your reality. And also, when we may find ourselves in conflict with someone, it's not easy speaking positive words. It takes time to form a habit. And one of my main reasons why I decided to do this Positive Thursday topic, because I struggle with speaking positive words mainly when I feel, and everyone, as I struggle, you know, myself with speaking positive words, especially when my back is up against the wall, when I'm going through something. But now that I'm 41 years young, and God is helping me to understand that learning how to speak positive words on a daily basis, it takes time. I had 3 books that I would like to recommend for how to master speaking positivity, and I want to share with y'all. Check it out on, I think, Amazon, or you can get it on look it up on Google as well, too. So these 3 powerful books that y'all can check out that can help y'all speak positive words every day. The number one book is called, this one is called The Power of Positive Words by Stan Toler. His last name is spelled T-O-L-E-R. And his first name is spelled S-T-A-N. And the book is called The Power of Positive Words. And the second book is The Power of Positive Words 90-Day Makeover for Your Life by Jim Kibler. His last name is spelled K-I-B-L-E-R. And number 3rd book I would like to recommend for each one of you, because to speak positive words, or to learn how to speak positive words every day and to change your life in a positive, healthy way. Because we all need it. I do too. And I read books like this as well too. So I'm not going to recommend something that I don't, you know, do myself. Because I am also still in a working process as well too. Working process every day. So book number 3 is called Change Your Words, Change Your Life by Joyce Meyer, who is one of my favorite pastors. She's on TV. I know many of you probably heard of her before. Joyce Meyer. It's called Change Your Words, Change Your Life. I am so happy to know that this Positive Thursday has inspired each one of you. Please share this podcast with others, because it is powers in the numbers. And also, you can connect with me on Instagram. I'm ZoeFlower8. And also, I'm on Twitter, @ZoeFlowerTwitter. And please subscribe to my YouTube page. I would greatly appreciate that. It's called ZoeFlower YouTube page. And check out my Healthy Food on the Go every Tuesday and Wednesday. And also, I have the Good Fruit Monday, which is on Monday, where I share a Bible verse each Monday. And you can check that out on my YouTube page, Instagram page, and my Twitter page. And I would love to hear each one of you feedback from this podcast. And I would love to hear future podcast ideas that you would like for me to discuss. Send me a message on this podcast, and you can email me also at zoeflower8@gmail.com. God bless each one of you, and I'll talk to y'all on the next Positive Thursday. Enjoy the rest of your week. Have a blessed one, y'all. Thank you for tuning in.